ambassador to Ghana, His Excellency Robert Jackson, to the Bunahafu region, saw him visit institutions that have received American support in the Techiman municipality. They are the Sahel Grains Company and the Holy Family Hospital Nursing and Midwifery Training School. But before the journey from Sunyani to Techiman, the U.S. ambassador held talks behind closed doors with the Bunahafu regional minister Kweku Asuma Cheme in his office. Briefing the media after the meeting, the U.S. ambassador Robert Jackson said agriculture is very crucial to Ghana, so the American government is supporting the sector in diverse ways, including the development of improved seed varieties. Throwing more light on the U.S. support for Ghana, the country director of USAID, Andy Carrot, said through the Future Presidential Initiative, the U.S. is in tune with developments in the agri sector and is making significant investments in that sector.
We're very familiar with the Planting for Food and Jobs plan, which we've reviewed in great detail. And as the ambassador mentioned already, we're quite aligned with a number of those priorities, certainly on the production side. From maize to soya to rice, we're investing considerable resources from production to research to increase yield and income. Honorable, you mentioned the factories in each district. So certainly the transformation and adding value to those projects is absolutely key. In fact, when we leave here, we'll be visiting with Sahel Grains that's doing exactly that. It's working with outgrowers in maize, helping them to store and to process and to get a good price for their production. So we're very committed also to the value-added aspects of that plan. Certainly the marketing aspects of that plan are critically important to us.
The ambassador and his entourage also visited the Holy Family Hospital Nursing and Midwifery Training School in Techiman. The ambassador inspected a skills laboratory provided by the U.S. government and was treated to a demonstration of manual removal of the placenta during delivery. The U.S. delegation was also at the Sahel Grains Company, which processes maize and cassava from outgrowers in the northern parts of Ghana. He was conducted around by the CEO, Kwame Boateng. The CEO expressed his gratitude to the U.S. government, saying their support has transformed Sahel Grains operations. He said the number of farmers they deal with has increased. Their staff strength has also moved from 10 to 30.